Maybe now time for a little pasture growth. Hello, everyone. With today's Accent on Agriculture, I'm Lee Maddox. Well, finally, some decent rainfalls to hit most of Tennessee earlier this week, and with it, the potential to help cattle producers who were just about to run out of time for a chance at getting their cows back on some pastures. UT Forage Specialist Dr. Gary Bates has two timely recommendations.
Number one, for producers to go out there and see what kind of fescue stands they have left. Do they have some stands that are pretty good? And if they do, come on there with about 60 pounds of nitrogen, which would be about 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate or so. The second thing is if the stands, if they've got stands that have thinned out a little bit, to drill about a bushel and a half of wheat. Use about the same nitrogen rate, but just go ahead and drill a bushel and a half of wheat to try to bulk up those stands and put more grass plants out there.
Bates says producers should act as quickly as possible to try and reestablish growth in their pastures to help offset additional supplemental feeding.
So if you go ahead and put the nitrogen on and then put some of the wheat seed out there, then hopefully you'll be able to get some fall and some wintertime grazing on that. Of course, everything depends on what happens with the weather, but during an average year, we can significantly cut down how much hay that we have to feed if we follow this program.
And Gary Bates says farmers should try and get their pastures reseeded and are fertilized by mid-October. Beef specialist Dr. Clyde Lane says hopefully these recent rains have added a little water back to some ponds.
It's been very encouraging that we've had some water to get into the ponds. There have been a number of producers that have had to haul water or hook up to municipal water supplies. But, just getting this water is going to be very beneficial and getting started off on the right foot here into the fall.
Well, Tennessee's cattle industry is the largest sector of the state's ag economy. Last year's cash receipts totaled some $483 million. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.